Susie Mullen is a San Marcos native who never wastes time.
I feel very productive this year. I think we're going to have some really great work coming out soon.
In between working as a Chartwell's cashier on campus, Mullen spends her time with her true passion, art.
It's going to be something I do all the time, whether or not I make money at it or not. I don't think I'll ever quit doing it. I love it.
Currently, Mullen's work is hanging in the Purple Room at Wake the Dead Coffee House in San Marcos until the end of the month. The central theme of the hanging art is underwater sea life, and Mullen says she had to do some studying of her own for the project.
Every painting I do is an experiment. How do you paint glass? How do you paint water? How do you make things feel like they're moving? Every painting you do is a complete experiment.
Mullen says she started painting in her mid-40s and is fairly self-taught by watching YouTube videos and TV specials.
You know, I didn't really think I was an artist. I didn't think I could do this sort of thing all my life. I thought you had to be born a painter. And it came to me that I could learn to do this. It was just paint.
Mullen says her process is organic and is never the same from project to project.
Some days you'll look at a piece of paper and I'll have a piece of paper set out to paint on for a week and I can't get inspired. I can't think of anything. Then other days you walk out your door and everything you see is eminently paintable and calling out to you to put it on canvas.
From painting bones, crocheting afghans, and making soaps, Mullen helps anyone she can. Wake the Dead barista Jordan Valentin says Mullen not only contributes her art to the coffee house, but also helps their customers.
Her soaps actually help a lot of people. We have one girl here who has really bad eczema, and Susie came up with like a little concoction for her, a little soap for her, and her eczema has been so much better ever since.
There will be a reception at Wake the Dead on Thursday, February 25th, to view Mullen's artwork. For KTSW News, I'm Sarah Bay.